with Adonai. For he heard of the faith of his fathers, Adam, who was shaped in the image and likeness of God, who fell out of fellowship because he had a carnal nature that you and I have. Brothers and sisters, acknowledge this. We all have carnal natures. We can pray over that carnal nature. We can rebuke it in Yeshua's name. But it remains. And you'll be battling with your carnal nature just like I have. 1972, June 6, I became a believer in Messiah. And I've been fighting that battle with my carnal nature ever since, up to this very second that I walked up here. I pray right now, O Ruach HaKodesh, that you would let your people hear your word that you have prepared. Despite the frailty and the carnality of the man that stands before them, may this man put his carnal nature to death, that they may see the spirit man being manifest before their eyes. And may they eat the meat of the word today and spit out the bones. Amen? You are to judge every word that any preacher or prophet would speak to you by the word of God. And if it doesn't line up, have nothing to do with it. But if it does, walk therein and rejoice in it. Praise God. Let us now turn. This is Shemesh 23, and you may be saying, why are you keeping staying with this servant? Because we're the servant of the Most High God. He wants to reveal himself to us, and he wants us to be walking in intimate fellowship with him. Let us now turn to Joshua chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. Joshua chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. And you may be saying, well, we heard that last Shabbat, Frank. That's right, but the Lord says go back there. He wants further clarification. And if I disobey him, I walk in sin. And I sin before the body of Messiah. And I'm then speaking according to my carnal nature. And I need to repent. Amen? Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. And he summoned the leaders, the heads, the judges, and the officials of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, this is what Adonai, the God of Israel, says. In antiquity, that means in the past, your ancestors lived on the other side of the Euphrates River, the tribe in the house of Shem. Terach, the father of Avram and Nahor, and they served other gods. Did you hear that? That is family history being revealed. Was the promise of the seed given to them? Did they have full knowledge of who Adonai was? Yes, but they chose to serve other gods. They chose to walk in their carnal nature. You and I, every day when we get out of bed, we decide whether we're going to serve the Lord or we're going to be serving our carnal nature. And if no one confesses that right now, you are a liar. Amen? That's the truth. We can over-spiritualize things all we want. But if my carnal nature, and if I follow after that and worship the things that it wants me to worship, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. And there's a list of things. And it lists them. Principalities, powers, all these things cannot separate us. But one thing I'd say to you right before you, because there have been many men and women of God, And that book is filled with it. Who knew of the Lord and knew his presence and delighted in it in a portion of their life. Think of Solomon. What other man had greater wisdom? None. And knew the Lord. He was chosen to build that temple. And yet what happened? He did what the Lord said not to do. Gain horses, gain chariots, gain all these things. Collect wives. Concubines. He married all these other women that was forbidden of the Lord. He walked in his own counsel because there was no one intelligent enough to give him counsel. And he sinned against God. And what did those women who served, who were living in their carnal nature, do to Solomon's heart? They caused him to follow after those gods. This man had all wisdom, all knowledge. He heard the literal voice of God. Be not deceived, my brothers and sisters. For the Hasatan wants to seduce and delude us too. And that's what he wants to do. He wants us to bankrupt our faith and for us to be all castaways. That's his plan. That's his purpose. Otherwise, he wouldn't bother with us, those who are believers, because we would just be locked in falling down that path of serving ourselves through our own carnal nature and making gods of our own imaginations. And that's the word of the Lord for this congregation. Because what God wants to do in this congregation is this. He's calling you to be a holy people, to put your carnal natures to death, that your spirit man may arrive, and that he'll then be able to pour out his spirit upon you. And we're to humble ourselves just like Yeshua did and allow the spirit of the living God to fill us, that we may be equipped of every good gift and build the kingdom of God and nothing else. And we're in those latter days where there's going to be a great falling away, my brothers and sisters. And we're going to choose day by day whether we're going to allow our carnal natures to thrive or we're going to be put to death. That's our choice. And some may be saying, brother, you're giving such a hard and difficult message. No, I'm not. Abraham had to choose. He saw all the splendor of the cities that he was living in. He saw all the gods. But he made a choice. He chose early in his life to seek after that God that Enoch knew and walked with for 300 years, who sustained him and took him up into heaven. He saw the faith and recognized, because everyone talked about it. Yes, there was a flood. And that was in every people's history, as it is today. If you study different nations, you'll see in their histories, there was a flood, and 8 people survived. That's there. So now we see here, Abraham coming before the Lord, and he's seeking after God. Turn with me now to Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9. Jeremiah 17, 9. The heart is more deceitful than anything else. It is mortally sick. That means sick unto death. Your heart and my heart. Who is speaking here? Adonai. Goes on to say, who can know it? I do not know the full intentions of my heart. I got to say that before you, in all honesty. And if I don't say that honestly before you, then I'm a liar before you. Let's continue. I, Adonai, search the heart. Praise God. Adonai is searching your heart right now. Why? Because you belong to Him. But He's giving you a free will. And in that free will, you choose every day whether you're going to follow after your carnal nature or follow after your spirit man. And for you to even turn and follow after your spirit man, you must what? Put your carnal man to death daily. Let's continue. I test, this is Adonai speaking, I test the inner motivations. What motivates you, Frank? And then you go ahead and fill in your name in the blank. What motivates you? What are your intentions? What are your goals? What are your schemes? What are your plans? Who are you serving? What are you doing? What do you desire to accomplish in your life? What are your goals? I test the inner motivations. Praise be to God. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, lives and dwells within you. And He's bringing everything. He's bringing light to everything. And as you spend time in this season where God wants us to be killing our carnal nature, that His power and Spirit may be manifested in us, that's a season of repentance. That's not saying like you did when your parents said to you, well, Frank, say you're sorry to your sister. I'm sorry. Amen? Frank, say sorry to your brother. I'm sorry. Was I really sorry? No. Did I just get a spanking? Yes. Does the Lord discipline His children? Amen. To save us from ourselves. God wants us to deliver ourselves from serving our carnal nature. Amen. That's His heart's desire. Was Yeshua born of a woman? Since He was flesh, watch it, brother. Don't go there. Was there a carnal nature that He had to put to death? That's right. Thank you, Rabbi. See, here's someone who's searching the Scriptures. I'm testing everyone here. Amen? We are to know the Scriptures and not go by a sway of someone walking in front of us that appears to be a man of God. We have to put everything He says to the test. Yeshua came and He was not born of sin because He had what? His father. He came from His Father. But He understood our carnal nature because I declare to you, He was the one that formed and shaped Adam in the garden. He was the one to deliver to Adam the Adamic covenant that was symbolized by lambs that were slaughtered. And He was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Let's move forward. He was the one to establish and have intimacy with Noah. Why? The Scripture says no one has seen the Father but the Son. And Yeshua declared this over and over again. If you have seen Me, you have seen the Father. I'm His representative on the earth. I've been sent to reveal the Father to you in all His essence. I am that I am. I and My Father are one. Amen? So I would say to you this, that every time when there was a covenant being established with fallen man, our fathers of faith, It was Yeshua that was establishing it with them. And now who is establishing a brand new covenant with our father of faith, who is Abraham? It is Yeshua. It was Yeshua who appeared to him and spoke with him. It was Yeshua. Salvation does not come from anyone else, but whom? Yeshua. Who was the promised seed that was promised to Hava, Eve, our mother? Yeshua. There he is. It's clear. It's hidden, but it's clear. And this is the will of God. Now let us... I forgot that portion there. To test our inner emotions in order to give to everyone what is his actions and conduct that he deserves. God is judging my heart right now. And he's saying this to me. Let me prove to you what motivates you, Frank. And if it isn't pleasing in my sight, I will rebuke you. I will chastise you, and I will bring you into repentance so you'll be able to produce fruits of repentance before this whole congregation. Amen? Because then we know that the leaders that we're following after are truly walking in unity with the Ruach HaKodesh, God the Father and God the Son. Because when we see that when there's sin in their life, they're willing to repent of that sin, so that others may see that and rejoice. That's God's pattern. If you say that you do not sin, you are a liar, the scripture says. Amen? I don't delight to sin, but I do sin. It's a fact. But the Holy Spirit, every time when I'm about to enter into sin, when temptation I'm facing, he says to me, Frank, don't do that. And when no one's looking, when I'm all by myself, when I'm not in the congregation, stand before the congregation, I at times choose to sin. And so do you. And that's a fact. Because I don't always put my carnal nature to death. Brother, you're not supposed to be that transparent. Listen, my brothers and sisters, Scripture demands that we be transparent. Amen? So then now I can say this, that every time, now when I face temptation, whatever that temptation is, doesn't matter, could be anything. God has made a way out for me. There is a provision. And I choose right then and there whether to put my carnal nature to death or to walk in my spirit man. That's what God wants us to do. Because he's going to be sending people in this congregation, brand new believers and older believers. He's going to be sending people from the Jewish community in here. But for him to do that, what must first happen? We need to go through a season of repentance. Amen? Not that Frank's saying that these are the 210 brand new commandments from God. And then I establish this new religious thing. That's garbage. The Holy Spirit can speak to your hearts right now. And I know he has been. And he's revealing to you, as only he can, what the areas of sin that you're allowing in your life. And you're allowing the carnal nature to live and manifest and grow. And you and I are walking in total disobedience to God. And he's calling us out of that. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? If I don't repent, I will one day stand before Yeshua. And he will say to me, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. For I do not know you. Brother, you shouldn't be standing up there and saying that. Yes, I should. All the things that you have done in silence, in secret, Frank, shall be cried out from the rooftops, that you may come and show true fruits of repentance. Amen? You know what's rarely spoken in all? You watch TV, you watch the internet, all these preachers and teachers, they're talking about everything but sin. It's great that we're getting ready for the end times, but the Holy Spirit can't use us in the end times if we're not willing to acknowledge that we're sinners, saved by God's amazing grace, not back June 6, 1972, Frank, but every day. And if we're not practicing the presence of God, allowing it in our presence for 2.5 hours on the way down here today, I was alone in the car, my wife's working this weekend, and I allowed the presence of God to be with me. And He dealt with me, and He chastised me, and He built me up, and He loved on me. Because that's what the Spirit wants to do. But we want to play games. And I tell you this, God will not open up the Jewish community in Minnesota to us to be a lighthouse and a haven until we deal with our sin. Do you hear my brothers and sisters? And I believe this with my whole heart. God will remove Frank from this congregation if Frank is not willing to deal with his own sin. Because God has no use for me here. He doesn't want my Jewish brothers and sisters who do not know Him and know His presence to come in here and see, well, look, Frank's doing the same things I do. They want to see deliverance. They want to see the presence of God being manifested in power and anointing, where Yeshua is being lifted up. The power of God is being manifested as never before, and that there are true repentance. And after repentance, after we go through seasons of repentance, my brothers and sisters, you know what comes next? Revival. Not man-made revival. Not people shaking and rolling in the aisles and all this other stuff. When people encounter God, things happen. You feel electricity and things happen. I'm not denying that that has happened before. But I'm telling you this, that when revival comes, lasting revival, not a season, not Pensacola, you name the place, all these things that are happening, a lasting true revival that will start with us and then go and envelop every messianic congregation. Please understand this. I'm not talking about just Jewish messianic congregation. I'm talking about messianic congregations, the church included. Amen? That's part of the body Messiah. And what they're doing right now, as we have been caught up in, we get caught up in traditions, and I'm not knocking our traditions. These are beautiful. We have probably the shortest messianic Jewish traditions in the whole world. Amen? There are other congregations where they go through traditions for hour to hour and a half, and they just focus on the Torah reading only, and they never teach about the Brit Hadashah. Because what they're going into is they're trying to make it so that they'll impress the Jewish community in saying, you know what? We are a feeler-friendly, messianic Jewish congregation. And we are not expecting you to change because we're becoming rabbinical just like you are. We're going to put Yeshua in the closet. And we're going to bring out the Torahs. And we're going to start delighting in the Torah, which is beautiful. Because the Torah reveals Yeshua. But Yeshua did not say to us, Rabbi Ed, you need to buy, you need to sacrifice your house, tell everyone on your board to sell their homes and buy Torah scrolls. That if you lift up the Torah, then the Jewish community will flood into your building. No. We're to lift up Yeshua and Yeshua alone. Because one day when my brothers who are Jewish, who do not know the Lord, cry out to Him, the veil shall be removed from their eyes. Amen? And they shall come into the kingdom. But I tell you this, there have been individuals like myself who have come to know the Lord, who are Jews, just a sprinkle here and there. But I tell you this, when the people in this community see true repentance among the Jews and Gentiles that God has called into this congregation, and we've gone through fruits and seasons of repentance, then the power of God's going to be revealed, and it's going to be undeniable to them. They're going to see the Shekinah, the Shekinah, the glory of God being revealed. It's going to be undeniable before their eyes. And that's what they're going to seek after. Just like when I was going to synagogue as a boy, I read all these wonderful stories about fathers of faith and said, God, why aren't you doing it now? What happened? And he began to reveal to me all revival. His glory is revealed in his presence, not in our religion. God had to get me out of the synagogue. My father's Roman Catholic. I went to that church as a boy too. Talking about a mixed up kid. Amen? Neither place I sense the presence of the living God. Amen? They would read the scripture. They go through ritual. But there was not the literal presence of God. God had to get me out of there. I didn't go into drugs and alcohol. I was 12 years old. Can you get in trouble at 12 years old? Absolutely. Can you be serving your carnal nature at 12 years old? Absolutely. Amen? There are men and women who walk with God for 70, 80 years that behind the scenes, if you saw them, they worship their carnal nature. Amen? Are there not preachers and teachers, men and women of God, who their sins are being revealed and they fall? You know what happens? We are so much into man worship and woman worship and so-and-so's ministry. We're to be about building the Father's kingdom and not any ministry. We're to be lifting up Yeshua. And we as leaders in the seed of Abraham are to be directing you to a deeper walk in faith. For you to hear his voice so clearly, Yeshua's voice, and practice. Shut off your TVs. Shut off your radios. Shut off everything and get away and be alone with God and hear his voice yet again. That's what the Lord wants. That's what the Spirit is speaking right now. Notice I'm not going by notes here. The Lord's just filling my mouth. And that's what the Lord wants to do sometime. What I read and I prepared here crucified my flesh and my carnal nature so I could stand before you now. There was a time when preachers, men and women of God, you hear that, women? Women of God would come before their congregations. And before they did, God brought them to the woodshed and he disciplined them. Amen? And they were terrified to walk up there. Why? Because they knew that that word that they were sharing, and I say this to you, this may be the very last time I speak to you. Because you know what? What a great illustration if God would take my life just before your eyes. Amen? Did that get your attention? He wanted it to. My days are numbered before the Lord. And I will have to give an account of every word that I said, every thought that I had. That's what's awaiting me. Once you die, you shall be judged. Every motivation of my heart, everything that I've done or have not done, was it to build the kingdom or was it to have people follow after me and think, Frank, boy, you're a great guy. If Yeshua is not being manifested in my life, I am a liar and don't even look my direction. That's the transparency that God desires in all of us. And the Lord says, end right now. We're ready for you, brother, to give the blessing.